Part 2. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 1.
Remember, you promised to help me with my homework for English class.
But I want to watch this program first. It is almost over. Wait a moment, please.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Question 2.
Did you notice the collection of posters on Marianne's wall upstairs?
Pretty, aren't they? I couldn't even move when I saw the poster with the beautiful seashore.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Question 3. Be glad you aren't at the other restaurant. They serve the biggest meals.
This is more than I can eat. Even you can't finish it all.
Question. What do you learn from the conversation?
Question 4.
How did your interview go?
I couldn't feel better about it. The questions were very fair, and I seemed to find an answer for all of them.
Question. What is a man's attitude about the interview? Question 5. I never thought you'd give me a birthday present. You've never remembered my birthday date before.
Surprised you, didn't I? I have plans for the day for a week.
Question. What does a man mean? Question 6.
Who can translate this letter for me? It's a letter from my French friend who knows nothing about English.
Why not ask Susan? She gets the highest score in French exam.
Question. What does the woman imply about Susan?
Question 7.
Tony was awarded a medal for rescuing several families from the forest fire.
I really admire his courage.
Question. What do we learn about Tony from the conversation? Question 8.
Don't you think John and Jim are telling the truth?
It doesn't seem likely. It would be hard to write 2 compositions so much alike unless one of them was copying from the other.
Question. What seems to be the woman's opinion?
Now you hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hi, I'm going door-to-door tonight to tell people about the Student Action Union. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure. You know, I think I read something in the newspaper last week.
Yeah, there was an article about us since the last issue. You see, we are trying to protect some of the open spaces on campus.
That's right. You're the group that is opposing the extension of the parking lot next to Smith Hall, right?
That's us. We just feel it is important to save some of the natural beauty of the campus. Like those precious trees, some of those trees are hundreds of years old.
It is a pretty place. My friends and I had picnics over there.
Then you understand how we feel. We are organizing a meeting on Thursday afternoon to get the administration to reconsider the parking lot plan.
Well, I have a class on Thursday afternoon.
But maybe you could sign your name on this paper? We're going to submit it to the administration to show how the students feel about this.
Sure. Let me get a pen and I'll sign it.
I have a pen right here. And let me leave you this handout about the Student Action Union. Maybe you could come to some of our meetings? We get together once a month.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about your group. Let me know when the next meeting is and I'll try to be there.
Questions 9 to 12 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9.
How did the woman first learn about the Student Action Union?
Question 10.
What is the Student Action Union trying to do?
Question 11. What will the woman probably do on Thursday afternoon?
Question 12.
What does the woman agree to do?
Conversation 2.
Well, John, how was your vacation? Did you visit all the places you wanted to see?
Oh, hardly. But we had a good time just the same. We managed to stop at the old ghost town near Virginia City. That's what Jimmy was all excited about.
Did you go to Denver like your wife wanted to?
Yes, we stayed with her cousin for 2 days. We had to pass up the Grand Canyon, though, because Jimmy got sick from eating too many grapes.
How about the stop at Indian Falls? Did you have any time for that?
Yes, but we almost didn't. We left Denver on Highway 14 when we should have taken Highway 90. When we realized it, it was almost dark. Still, we got there in time to take a few pictures.
Where else did you go?
Well, we went through Phoenix, Arizona. We all liked that, but we had some trouble with the car there. We had to stay an extra day because of that.
I bet that made you mad.
It sure did, especially because I had the guy at the garage give the car a checkup just before we left home. And he said the car was in excellent condition. Still I didn't complain. I was able to get in some extra fishing because of the delay. I went out with the man who was staying in the hotel we were at.
Generally, you did quite a lot.
Yes, we certainly did. But after we got home, it took us 2 days to rest up. All that driving around was murder.
Questions 13 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 13.
What was the result of Jimmy's sickness?
Question 14. Which highway did the family take from Denver?
Question 15.
What occurred in Phoenix, Arizona?
Section B.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Passage 1.
Nicole Holt is a philosophy student from the southern coastal city of Wollongong in Australia. The 24-year-old young man who sold his life, including baggage from a painful breakup, on eBay becomes famous recently. Holt sold his name, phone number, and all his possessions, including clothes, CDs, a surfboard, a laptop, childhood photos, friends, and a nice lamp, given to him by an ex-girlfriend on the internet auction site. The successful applicant bid $7,500 last week to become Holt. Holt, who has set up a website to explain his actions and asked for donations to charity, said he was unable to explain why he sold his life. In his sales pitch, Holt said the winner would be entitled to a 4-week training course in how to be him, including lessons on how to surf, climb, skateboard, and do handstands, as well as 2 months of on-call support afterward. He also promised to introduce the winner to all his friends and potential lovers, including 8 people he had been flirting with. Lifestyle is very social. It includes a lot of going out, he noted on his eBay advert. Friends will treat you exactly as they've treated me. This includes friends who take me surfing, running, climbing, and cook for me. All of these features would be transferred over to the winning applicant. His legal identity, passport, qualifications, and future inheritance were not for sale.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 16.
What did the young man do in the passage?
Question 17.
What's the young man's explanation for his action?
Question 18.
What can the successful applicant get? Passage 2.
Marco Polo was an Italian man born in 1254. He was a world traveler. When he was around 16 years old, he traveled with his father and his uncle a long way from Europe to China. After staying nearly 20 years in the East, they returned home at last. Their friends were surprised to see them again. They had been away for 24 years, and everybody thought that they must have died a long time ago. But Marco Polo didn't stay at home for long. He was taken as a prisoner in a sea battle. Time passed slowly in prison. Marco Polo was not in the least lonely. Every day he told the other prisoners about his travels. The stories he told of the countries of Asia were so interesting that one of the prisoners started to put them down in a book. In the book, Marco Polo told about all the things he had seen and heard. He told of how the Chinese burned a kind of black stone for cooking, and how the heat it gave was much bigger and lasted much longer than wood fire. People read it, but they said, "This book cannot be true." When he was an old man, he was ill and dying. Some of his friends came to see Marco Polo. Marco Polo said to them, "Everything in my book is true. I went to all those countries and I saw all those strange things. It is all true." So his friends believed him. Soon his stories got around and his name is remembered to this day.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 19.
Why did the friends think that Marco Polo and his father must have died?
Question 20.
What kind of stories did Marco Polo tell the prisoners? Question 21.
What did Marco Polo say to his friends before his death?
Passage 3.
Elizabeth Gladys Dean, the last remaining survivor of the sinking of the Titanic, died Sunday in a private nursing home in England. Dean, who was only 9 weeks old, was the youngest passenger on board when the liner hit an iceberg in the Atlantic Ocean. Dean's family had boarded the Titanic at Southampton, heading for a new life in Kansas, where her father hoped to open a tobacconist's shop. She survived after being bundled up in a sack and carried to safety. Her mother Georgette, Eva, and brother Bertram also made it, but her father, Bertram Frank, was amongst those who died. Dean was taken back to Southampton with her family after the disaster. In 1997, Dean was invited to complete her family's ill-fated journey to the United States and accept it, although she turned down an offer to attend the premiere of the movie Titanic because it would be too upsetting. She moved into a private nursing home in Hampshire after breaking her hip 3 years ago, and after struggling to pay the bills, was forced to sell off some of her memorabilia. At the auction in October 2008, she raised £31,150, selling off rare prints of the liner signed by the artist, as well as compensation letters sent to her mother by the Titanic Relief Fund. Dean was also forced to sell a 100-year-old suitcase filled with clothes donated to her family by the people of New York when they arrived after being rescued.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 22.
What do we know about Elizabeth Gladys Dean from the passage? Question 23.
In Dean's family, who died in the disaster?
Question 24.
Why did Dean refuse the invitation for the premiere of the movie Titanic? Question 25.
What did Dean sell at the auction in October 2008?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks with the exact words you have just heard. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
A unique laboratory at the University of Chicago is busy only at night. It is a dream laboratory where researchers are at work studying dreamers. Their findings have revealed that everyone dreams from 3 to 7 times a night, although in ordinary life, a person may remember none or only one of his dreams. What people dream usually reflects their waking life experiences, which are mostly visual in nature. Dream is considered to be a passive event, a phenomenon that people experience but do not consciously control. While the subjects, usually students, sleep, special machines record their brain waves and eye movements, as well as the body movements that signal the end of a dream. Surprisingly, all subjects sleep soundly. Observers report that a person usually feels anxious before a dream. Once the dream has started, his body relaxes and his eyes become more active, as if the curtain had gone up on a show. As soon as the machine indicates that the dream is over, the sleeper is wakened by the researcher. He sits up, records his dream, and goes back to sleep, perhaps to dream some more. Researchers have found that if the dreamer is wakened after his dream, without delay, he can usually recall the entire dream. If he is allowed to sleep even 5 more minutes, his memory of the dream will have faded.
Now the passage will be read again.
A unique laboratory at the University of Chicago is busy only at night. It is a dream laboratory where researchers are at work studying dreamers. Their findings have revealed that everyone dreams from 3 to 7 times a night, although in ordinary life, a person may remember none or only one of his dreams. What people dream usually reflects their waking life experiences, which are mostly visual in nature. Dream is considered to be a passive event, a phenomenon that people experience but do not consciously control. While the subjects, usually students, sleep, special machines record their brain waves and eye movements, as well as the body movements that signal the end of a dream. Surprisingly, all subjects sleep soundly. Observers report that a person usually feels anxious before a dream. Once the dream has started, his body relaxes and his eyes become more active, as if the curtain had gone up on a show. As soon as the machine indicates that the dream is over, the sleeper is wakened by the researcher. He sits up, records his dream, and goes back to sleep, perhaps to dream some more. Researchers have found that if the dreamer is wakened after his dream, without delay, he can usually recall the entire dream. If he is allowed to sleep even 5 more minutes, his memory of the dream will have faded.
Now the passage will be read the third time.
A unique laboratory at the University of Chicago is busy only at night. It is a dream laboratory where researchers are at work studying dreamers. Their findings have revealed that everyone dreams from 3 to 7 times a night. Although, in ordinary life, a person may remember none or only one of his dreams. What people dream usually reflects their waking life experiences, which are mostly visual in nature. Dream is considered to be a passive event, a phenomenon that people experience but do not consciously control. While the subjects, usually students, sleep, special machines record their brain waves and eye movements, as well as the body movements that signal the end of a dream. Surprisingly, all subjects sleep soundly. Observers report that a person usually feels anxious before a dream. Once the dream has started, his body relaxes and his eyes become more active, as if the curtain had gone up on a show. As soon as the machine indicates that the dream is over, the sleeper is wakened by the researcher. He sits up, records his dream, and goes back to sleep, perhaps to dream some more. Researchers have found that if the dreamer is wakened after his dream, without delay, he can usually recall the entire dream. If he is allowed to sleep even 5 more minutes, his memory of the dream will have faded.
This is the end of listening comprehension.